nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor riff on how important it is to focus on your mission and not worry about what other nonprofits are doing. Let's get right into it.
Hey, T, what's up, buddy? How's it going?
Hey, amigo. It's going really good. Thanks.
Yeah, man. Hey, everybody, we wanted to pop on and just talk about something real quick that just Trevor doesn't even know what we're talking about. It just really came up quick. And, you know, this has come up twice this week. And I think it's so important. I wanted to just hop on and do a podcast on it real quick and tell everybody if this is coming up. But the deal is, quit worrying about what everybody else is doing. And I'm going to tell you how I mean that and why I'm talking about that. When I say that, I'm talking about other nonprofits.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
This has literally come up twice this week. Okay. I've had conversations with nonprofits and they're so concerned about what everybody else is doing. Not that they're worried about everybody else, but it plays into their thinking. And what I want everybody to think about is there is an infinite pool of money. Now, do I mean that literally? No, but I mean it figuratively. There is enough, more than enough money to meet the need of all the nonprofits that are out there. If you deliver your message properly.
Yep.
If compelling. You give an opportunity for people to give and for people to connect to your mission.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of funny. When somebody says, you know, well, gosh, you know, there's 300 nonprofits in our city, and there's, you know, only 600,000 people. Okay. What's the problem?
And so, yeah.
And I'm not, you know, the numbers, it doesn't matter what the numbers are. It's just that it doesn't matter. But if you quit worrying about what everybody else is doing, quit worrying about how many nonprofits there are, and quit giving yourself an excuse not to fund your mission, then you're going to be more successful in funding your mission.
Yeah, I think you're talking about, like, obviously little things, big things, thoughts that cloud your vision, things that you allowed to dissuade you from what your purpose and what your focus is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you give yourself an excuse, well, golly, you're just giving yourself an excuse to fail.
It's something that it's come up, you said a couple of times, came up in our webinar last week as well, where, you know, we had a gentleman telling us that people only give in certain areas of, you know, mission-based areas. You know, some people give to the local shelter for animals, and some people give to the children's hospital and whatnot. And what I think is what's kind of interesting actually is that, you know, does the children's hospital really think about too much about what the animal shelter is doing? They probably don't. Does that mean they don't care? Does that mean they don't care? No, that doesn't mean that at all, because there's plenty of people that are associated with the children's hospital that go to the animal shelter and volunteer or get animals and adopt animals and save lives and things like that. And I think it's really, really awesome. But we can't cross the streams and allow your thoughts to carry you down that road where you're, you know, are you also, Jay, when you thought of this topic, were you also alluding to, well, they have an event going on the same night, so what are we going to do? You know,
no, not really, you know, not really, but that's a good point. But I'm going to give you a really good example. So an organization called Talk to Them, very new, very young, very, very young organization. I mean, they're brand new. Okay. As I told him, I said, you still got spots, like a little baby deer has spots. You're still a baby deer. So trying to compare yourself to organizations that have been there for 30, 40 years, you can't even do it.
It's not fair.
It's not fair to you. It's not fair to your organization to sit there and have an expectation that you're going to go out and raise $5 million when you've just started.
Yeah.
And what that does is you give yourself an excuse to fail. This is the reason that you haven't done it. Well, nobody cares about this. No, that's bull crap. I just call bull crap all the way around. What it is you haven't had an opportunity to learn how to connect your message to enough people.
To the right people.
To connect to their heartstrings, that connects to their wallet, who are going to give you money. That's all it is. It's time. And you've got to tell that message over and over and over, and it's going to take time. And I think everybody gets in a big hurry.
I mean, it's kind of like doing anything. It's day to day, man. It's brick by brick. We even talked to our own team about that. It's like, hey, be patient. It's brick by brick.
Yeah. There's no magic bullet. There's no, there's none. There's not one. There's not some, you're not going to get that. If I could just get that one donor.
What we always are, you know, and forgive us, but we're always, or at least I'm always, and you and I both do it. We're always comparing, you know, endurance events and whatnot to, you know, raising money or just our personal lives and stuff like that. I had a theory for a long time that it takes 3 years to get good at anything. There's been books written about it, 10,000 hours, this, yeah, that, and the thing. It's like these things. And when you're in that day to day and that brick by brick, chop wood, carry water mindset, whatever you know ideology you adopt or moniker you want to put on it, when you're in that mode and you're building and you're new and you're a startup or whatever you want to attach to it, you don't listen to those things because you're so buried in your day-to-day and what you're doing, right? You're so laser, oh, yeah, focused. And if you get off the path, that's really okay. If you are not laser focused on a Thursday, you know, or you have a bad day in the week, it's okay because you always have the day.
But don't throw up your hands and say, well, yeah, it's just not going to work out. I'm going to go have, you know, it's kind of like being on a diet and you break down and have a Coke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you go, well, I suck. I can't do it. And so then you go eat a bag of potato chips. Then you eat a bag of Oreos and you just have a bad day all the way around. Well, you know, if you get up the next day and you get back on the wagon,
it's really okay. Yeah. That's also that day that just happened is also behind you figuratively and literally.
But you know, you don't have to be a new organization. You could be around for 50 years and the same thing happens. Mm-hmm. You've got to go back to the basics that get you there. And the basics are your story, your mission, and who are you connecting to?
And being consistent with all that. Yep.
Well, and the other thing, the thing about having how much money, well, the donors only give to this. Okay. If there's a donor, let's just take John Smith. We're going to use our donor as John Smith. And we say, can John write a check for $10,000 and not miss it? Yeah, he can. Okay. If he can write a check for $10,000 and not miss it, doesn't it stand it that he could write a check to multiple organizations for $10,000 and not miss it?
Yes.
And just because he's given to one and he doesn't write you a check for $10,000, that doesn't mean that he won't at some point. Donor development happens no matter what. this idea out there that, well, I've already asked Trevor for some money. You know, he's already sponsored us. I can't go ask him for more. Why not? Why can't you?
If you do it eloquently, you're not going to offend anyone.
I can tell you right now, sometimes if you don't ask, you're going to offend them.
I agree wholeheartedly. We have a lot of those stories we've been sharing recently with people.
You know, I think I shared it last week. The guy was offended because the director didn't come to him and say, hey, we've got 15 kids that can't go to camp because we don't have enough money. He would have paid it in a heartbeat. He was mad and offended that he wasn't asked.
Yeah.
And because he's like, don't let money be a problem. But you've got to develop that relationship and that donor relationship. You've got to thank people seven times. You've got to build those things. You know, and we've just got to have Jan back on the webinar at some point and maybe just have her on a podcast. She's an executive director, CEO of an organization, been there for 15 years. 20 years. Champion. And when she came, it was like $1 million organization. She grew it to $5 million annual budget. And the way that she did that is day by day, brick by brick, relationship by relationship. She had relationships that she cultivated for 5 years before they gave anything. 5 years.
Yep. But she was playing the long game, man.
You know, like I told, I was visiting with a nonprofit founder yesterday. And I said, you got to have your short game and your long game. And the short game is right now is your immediate need. You got to get that piece done. Mm-hmm. Then you got to plan this, you have your roadmap to fund your roadmap. But I said, everybody gets caught in funding the roadmap and they can't pay this month's bills. Okay. Business is the same way. Entrepreneurs getting the same deal. I've got an entrepreneur that I'm working with, coaching, and, he's got a business and he's, you know, just started and he's trying to get it going and he's talking about all these cool things. And I said, look, I'm not worried about what's going to happen in a year. I want to make sure that you're paying your bills this month. So let's talk about what you're doing right now to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. And don't get caught up in what everybody else is doing or what you see somebody else doing. Run your race, your pace. We talk about this all the time. We both like endurance stuff. Are we in the same? Can I gauge myself off of you? No, I can't. I cannot look at what you do, Trevor, as a on a bike race and use that to gauge me. We're 12 years. I'm 12 years older. I weigh 60. Well, I probably weigh 100 pounds more than you do. And you've done this since you were 20. College athlete, professional endurance athlete. We're not even in the same zip code. Now, can we go get on the bike and go ride together and have fun? Yes. But are we going to go compete together in a race? No. But that doesn't mean that I can't encourage you. You can't encourage me, that we can't work together. We can't do some training together, talk about it and have that process. But when it comes to, they're not the same. And as a nonprofit, you've got to think the same way. You're still a business. Where are you at in this? I don't know. You know, and it all depends. You could be in a startup mode. You could be in maintenance mode. You could be in a growth spurt. You could be in a camp. I mean, all those different things happen. And this idea of a finite amount, you just got to be creative. Because guess what? Like you said, the other nonprofit, they're not thinking about it. The ones that are successful aren't.
Yeah, probably not. And comparison is the thief of joy anyway. I'm a big believer in that. And those things can be very, those are very fleeting thoughts, and they don't accomplish much, quite frankly, because, you know, well, stop worrying about everybody else too. I mean, that's also worrying about what everyone else is saying, worrying about everything else that's going on in the world, letting that be, you know, letting that be a hindrance. And oh my gosh, are people good? Because I mean, Jason, you and I have been dealing with this for what, over 2 years now. Oh, I don't know if everyone's going to show up, or oh, goodness gracious, you know, like we're doing this for the first time in a year. It's like, well, stop worrying about it. The people that want to show up are going to show up. So stop worrying about it and just focus on the people that do. You know what I mean?
Make it a great event for the people that do show up. Make it a great fundraising moment. Get your mission down. Go serve your people well. Share what you're doing. The best way that you can grow your mission is do it well. You know?
Yeah.
I don't care what you're doing. If you're saving the bald eagle, you're raising money for that, great. If you're helping people that are homeless shelter, that's great. If you got some weird, you know, I mean, I talked to a guy today. We talked about it, and we were talking about his deal, and you know, it's kind of a tough deal, and there's some things that are tough about it. But I said, that's not what you focus on. If you focus on the success, if you focus on the people coming out of the trouble that they're in and coming out of that, that's your winning story. That's the winning combination. That's what people want to connect to winners. They do. They want to be success. They want to see a win. And then once you show them, this is what it takes to go from here, from A to Z, then they want to get on board and they're willing to invest in that over and over and over again. So yeah, just anytime that comes up, I'm just telling you, do whatever you've got to do. Go for a walk around the block. If you're worried about somebody else, if you go to an event and you see one of your key donors at somebody else's event, go up and say, hey, instead of going, oh my gosh, what are they doing talking to my donor? Why did my donor here? Go talk to him and say, hey, I love it, the fact you're out supporting all this stuff. Thank you so much for being here.
I got another thought for people that is difficult. It's a difficult practice to adopt for a lot of people, especially if they're like a director of development or ED or what have you. Is, you know, it comes easier for some folks than it does for others. But you know, you can be happy for other people's success.
Absolutely.
That doesn't dictate. That doesn't. You know, that's a really great practice. Actually, it's a really good way for the universe to spin in everyone's direction. And I'm going to challenge folks that are listening to this, if they're not good at that and they're really competitive. I'm hyper competitive. Jason's hyper competitive. You know, but we don't spike the football or celebrate when we see, people maybe that we're competing with doing well
or vice versa, not doing well. yeah.
Yeah, no, we don't relish in that either. You're absolutely correct. So not necessarily off topic about worrying about outside noise and what other people are doing and whatnot, but still kind of in the same vein as, you know, I would challenge folks to think about, you know, if there's another nonprofit in your community and they're hitting it out of the park, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know, all those things are positive, you know.
It raises all boats. Success breeds success.
And you don't, there's that other adage about like, you know, if you want to have the biggest building in town, you just go out and build the biggest building. You don't cut down all the other buildings around you to make your building seem taller.
And you know what? So, and when somebody else comes and builds one bigger than yours, you go celebrate with them. Don't stomp your feet and be mad. Go celebrate with them.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a good, that all those things I think are applicable to the day to day that a lot of our, you know, listeners and clients and different organizations you come into contact with are dealing with and facing.
Well, I just think it'll take a lot of pressure off. I think if you quit worrying about what everybody else is doing, it's going to take a lot of pressure off you. One thing that I will say that we do, we never worry about what anybody else is doing in our industry. Never. Never.
We were saying that last week. We were saying that last week, and I actually thought about that.
We don't even talk. It never comes up. I mean, it really legitimately doesn't come up. I had a client today send me an email. Hey, is this person with your organization? I said, never heard of him. He was with a competitor.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
I never gave it a second thought after that. Fine. I was like, oh, well, okay. I never even thought about it other than I thought, oh, they must be doing some kind of campaign. But
we'll be ignorant to think there weren't other people doing that.
Yeah, they should be. Well, if they're not, they're crazy because this is how it works. You got to get out there and work. So quit worrying about everybody else. And you know what? Just quit worrying.
Totally. Yeah. Just focus on what you can control. You probably heard that 1,000 times, but focus on what you can control. You'll be happy with the outcome.
Well, hey, if you got anything out of this, if this did anything to help you, please remember, you got to pay the fee, like it, give us a like. We really appreciate you being here. Hey, nonprofits, raise more money.
Yeah, we're competitive. We want you to share this and subscribe and download and share. We are actually competitive, even though we want what's best for other folks that are doing this, but we still want to become the number one nonprofit podcast in the world. So we could use your help. That sounds fantastic.
All right. Peace out. See you guys.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Group LLC. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.